Hey there, this is Sean
and Carrie
and Sparty with Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little better. Welcome back to the second episode of Dogs Are Smarter Than People. For those of you who may have missed the first episode, you should go back and listen to it, number one. But number two, let us just take 1 second to introduce ourselves. Carrie's an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. We're a mishmash of awesome. Rescuing dogs, living in Maine, writing books. And we want to help you be happy through the power of dogs, writing, and love.
Also, we're totally, I swear, authentic. So don't expect something rehashed, rehearsed, or stuffy. And be warned, there may be swears.
And if Sean is talking, there is definitely going to be sexual innuendos.
We live in Maine. Maine's just not that stuffy.
And neither are we.
Nope. Random thought time.
What's it like living with a writer?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, living with a very talented writer, sometimes, what?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said that was smooth.
Oh, well, it's true, honey.
Oh, yes.
It's only true, not smooth. Sometimes it sucks. Yeah, because you're either too literal or you're too interpretive, and you can never just take stuff for being middle of the road and to the point of not having any other fantastic meaning.
What?
I mean, what?
What?
If I say something, you're always breaking it down. Like, everything I say to you has, like, 2 to 4 meanings.
I don't think that's because I'm a writer.
And you usually pick the worst one to go with.
That's because,
I mean, like, I know that's human nature, but... So, yeah. Otherwise, you're pretty easy to get along with.
I don't like this at all.
Dog tip for life.
So basically, what Sean was telling me was that I'm annoying because everything he says, I make different layers into, and I figure out all the different symbols for each word. And our dogs don't do that. Our dogs pick out the most important word and the intent of the word. So, like, if Sean is like, "Sparty, I would like you to go outside and perhaps squirt some water from your doggy parts onto a bush so that I can not have to worry about you peeing in the house later," Sparty doesn't hear all those words. Sparty hears, "Go outside
and pee."
And pee. And Sparty doesn't think, "Oh, Sean is being so negative and passive aggressive by saying that he wants me to go outside so I don't pee inside." And then Sparty doesn't think about every single time that he has peed inside. Unlike me. Not that I pee inside.
You've peed inside a lot more than Sparty.
On the toilet, that doesn't count. But the point is...
What is your point? I get what your point is, but you never said what the dog tip was.
That is the dog tip. The dog tip is to listen simply for the pure intent and not get bogged down by nuance all the time. And,
okay.
And like supposed nuance all the time, the way this writer does.
So I should just say it to you like carrot pee and leave out all the other stuff like, Carrie, I really have to pee. Could we move it along a little bit or something? No, that doesn't make sense.
My heart hurt.
Writing tip of the pod. I totally get what you're saying about how you see, how you interpret what people say. And as an author, I think it's a great benefit to be able to interpret one sentence in so many different ways so fast. I mean, for your imagination and creativity, that must be awesome. For me, it's a little hard sometimes, but I think it's a wonderful way to be able to live, actually. And if you can harness that power and control it and learn how to just take the simplest explanation at the appropriate times, that would really brighten your viewpoint of the world, probably.
Like a dog does.
That's right.
Or a really mellow guy from Florida
does. Oh, do I sound mellow?
No, but that's what you do. Like, that's
I try.
Yeah. That's like kind of the beauty of you, is that you take most things at their surface value. Whereas like a writer builds words and worlds, I think I meant worlds, out of symbols. So like if I say a sentence like, there's a tree outside, what you're imagining the tree to look like might not be anything like what I imagine a tree. Like, just that word tree has so many different interpretations. Like, how many different kinds of trees can you think of? I said think of.
I know. I can think of a lot.
All right, here.
But I don't. No, that's kind of a pointless because.
No, it is.
No, because in my brain, when you say the word tree, I still go back to like a 5-year-old picture of a tree, like a triangular Christmas tree with a brown trunk. So, unless you were more specific.
And that's why authors have to be specific when they want to be and create that certain vision inside people's heads when they're reading. But sometimes it's not that important a detail. So as an author, you have to pick and choose what details to focus on, just like in real life. If you take Sparty the dog's advice, you pick and choose what words you're focusing on.
That's right.
Does that make any sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. But then you get into this whole other thing of not interpretation, but which words do you choose to interpret?
I know.
It's so,
like, boom!
That sounds like another episode right there.
But a writing tip, like an exercise people could do, is just to like try to hone in on that. It's like to think tree. You totally just refuse to do this exercise because you're not a writer and you're a pain. But I still love you. But a writer could be like tree and then write all the different trees and states of the tree. Like it could be an old tree, a young tree, a new tree, a dying tree, a tree with no leaves. There's so many ways to be a tree.
And then they should write down a descriptives for each different kind of tree so I can tell which kind of tree they're talking about when they're writing about it.
Exactly.
That's a big project.
It is, but it's what
Sounds
your brain
fun.
Goes through every single time you write. And that's part of the reason why it's such a pain to live with a writer.
Yeah, well, they don't have to apply it to some part of their life. Oh, I'm still getting the hang of this, which brings up a point. So we're learning and experimenting and making mistakes and subjecting you to most of them. So hopefully you've noticed at the end of this, that's another thing. Last episode I called this a blog rather than a podcast. So I know the difference.
It's almost like Grandpa's doing the podcast and I'm Grammy and we're like, what are we doing? It's a blog, isn't it? It's a blog. What do you call this thing?
But hopefully we've got the breathing thing taken care of a little bit so it don't sound like I'm being a perv in the background or something. But,
or Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, like that Darth Vader mask on.
Counting
these microphones
your
are amazing. They pick up every little sound. And it's... So please forgive us. And please stick with us. If there, you've been here through the two episodes now, hopefully we'll only get better. So thank you very much. You got anything to say, babe?
There will be, like, little helpful things on the website where this is. Like, tips in written form so you don't have to hear our voices. And our website is carriejonesbooks.com. And Carrie Jones Books blog or something like that on WordPress. Damn it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you going to take our tips from the podcast and put them in a written, more understandable form?
Yes.
Because you're a much better writer than we are conversers when it comes to getting other people to understand.
We don't converse no good at all.
No, it's the impartation of knowledge that we fail out when we're doing this because it's too much fun.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, baby girl.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.